This is Hello VO, episode number 7.
Welcome to the Hello VO podcast, plain and simple basics to get you started in the voiceover industry with masterclass instructor and voiceover actor, Lisa Foster.
Welcome. Today, we are going to talk about some industry terms, voiceover industry terms. And this will help you navigate our industry a little bit better when you understand what the heck everybody's talking about. So let's just get started. First, I want to talk about ADR, ADR, Automated Dialogue Replacement, also known as additional dialogue recording, also known as looping or a looping session or dubbing. So there's a lot of different terms for this. What is it? What is ADR? So ADR is when an actor is replacing the line of a film. For whatever reason, it has to be replaced. Often you will see this happen on network movies where all the swear words have been taken out and they've dubbed in less strong swear words. I won't say the swear words on this podcast, but you get the idea. What's hilarious is when you may be familiar with the original movie and then catch it on network television and you already know what words they have swapped out. And sometimes it's not done very well either, but they do try to match the sound recording. They do try to match the actor's voice. Sometimes it is the actual actor, but sometimes it's not. So the actor who is dubbing the film typically will be shown the actual film and try to match it. And they'll try to, usually take several attempts to try to re-perform that line while watching the image that they're watching on the screen. So that is what ADR is. All right, next up, you're going to hear the word ambience. We need more ambience on this, or try to make sure that your voice pops a little over the ambience. And ambience is simply continuous sound effects that happen underneath the voiceover. So things like people talking, a crowd talking, or dishes clinking, or somebody laughing or coughing, just sort of that background noise that you might hear in a film, or not necessarily a film, could be anything, could be a commercial, could be anything. So that's what ambience is. Audition. I kind of almost don't need to tell you guys what audition is, but just so you know the difference between an audition and a demo, an audition is where you are asked to read a specific script to be considered for the actual job. So, and typically it'll be a short amount of the project. It's or short amount of time rather. So it's not going to be the full hour or whatever they need. They'll just probably usually ask you to do a 20-second or a 30-second audition. That's different from your demo. Your demo reel, which we talked about on an earlier podcast episode, is an actual fixed piece of audio that you send out to people to hear your voice. You often will get asked to audition based on how good your demo is, which is why you have to have good demos. The word bed, you'll hear this. It's not what you think. You don't lie down and take a little nap between voiceover jobs when somebody talks about a bed. Typically, that goes with another word called music bed. And that really, if you think about it, kind of makes sense because the bed is underneath the voice. So you'll hear music bed or sound effects bed, which is behind or underneath the voice talent's actual voice. Billboard. This is a good one to understand, the word billboard. And all this means is when your director is asking you as the talent to, can you give us another take of that line and billboard the product name a little bit more, all they're asking for you to do is just give it a little bit of attention, emphasis, a little punch. That's another word you'll hear, punch. Can you punch up the client's name? That's what that means. Billboarding is an important one that is used quite frequently. Bleed. Bleed. Again, another word that doesn't mean what you think it might mean. Bleed means that they're hearing noise from your headphones being picked up in the microphone, or other tracks that are playing in your headphones. And that's simply because your headphones are too loud and it's bleeding into your mic. You'll hear that as feedback sometimes as well. Branching. Branching, this is an interesting term. This is where you record one part of a sentence with variables within that sentence as a means of customizing a response. So think of a voicemail system or something like reminders. Like I had a client that I did a lot of dental reminders. So I had to do a whole bunch of branching first, which meant just making static recordings. So I went into the studio, I recorded Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then I'd go in and, you know, do 8 o'clock, 8:30. 9 o'clock, 9:30. I mean, it was a lot of work to get all of these static recordings or these branchings completed. Then the voicemail system or the dental reminder system would pull whatever specific date and time it needed for the reminder, which is often why people think those sound like computer voices, because they don't. There's often not a disciplined flow or continuity to them, because they are just pulling random pieces of audio and then, you know, pasting them together. But that is what that means. All right, the term buyout, B-U-Y, out. And that is a one-time fee, just once. They're going to pay you once for a voiceover, typically on a commercial. And most of the time, this is what you'll find in a non-union contract situation. So a buyout means they pay you one flat fee and they can use that recording as much as they want, however long they want, and wherever they want. That is a buyout. When you are doing a union job, typically, not always, but typically, it's not a buyout. They will pay you every time they use it. And that's the difference between a buyout and a non-buyout or union versus non-union. All right, the word cans. I have to confess, I have not heard anybody use cans in a long time. Cans. Cans is just another word for headphones. That's right. And I think it's because back in the old days, and I mean, even still now, if you look at headphones, back in the old days, they really did look like tin cans on your head, on your ears, like a tin can on each side. They were that big and bulky. Nowadays, they're a little bit slimmer and they're not quite as bulky. That is the word can. So you may still find an engineer or a director or two that might refer to them as cans, just so that you know what they are. All right, here's another one. This is what you'll hear in the animation industry. You'll hear the word character sides. And that's very confusing for some people. The term sides has actually been around for quite a while. I mean, a long time. It even is estimated that this term dates back to Shakespeare's time. And what this means is that rather than giving the entire script to every actor in the play or in the movie, the actors only got the lines and the cues for their specific roles. That's kind of what the sides meant, just their side of the scene. Nowadays, though, sides is meant to be part of the script provided for actors to use in an audition. And also, it can also mean it's on the side of the script, on the right side, and the left side is where they have scenery direction, fade in, and then the side of the script says this is what you're going to say. So there's a couple of meanings for the word sides and character sides. Cold read. Cold read doesn't mean that you're performing without your sweater or your socks. All that means is that is an audition where an actor, voice actor, is given very little or no time at all to rehearse. It's sort of, they're like, here, let's roll the tape and read this. And you're like, wait a minute, I haven't even practiced it. Don't let that freak you out. Remember, it's not live radio. So, and the reason, I'll tell you why a lot of directors like to use the cold read, is because it gives more authenticity and spur of the moment inspiration in a read. Think about this. If you took a word and said it over and over 50 times, it loses its meaning. It really does. Try it. Say refrigerator over and over for 50 times. I'll wait. okay, no, I'm not going to wait. But practice that. And eventually, after a while, it just, there's no feeling. You're probably sounding very bored with it. So a cold read actually can sometimes give a director exactly the zest they need in the performance they're looking for. Control room, that is where the engineer and the producer are located. This is a separate room. This is if you're in the studio, if you're in an actual brick and mortar studio, which you will very rarely be in these days. Most of the time you'll be in your own home studio. But if you go into an actual studio, you'll see control room, and that's where the engineer and the producer and sometimes the client, they're all in there. You are separated. You're in your own vocal booth. So you'll hear the booth is a term for them when they say, you're ready to get in the booth. Then you know that you're being sent to the booth. The word copy, this confuses people a lot. Copy and copywriter. Copy means script. So when somebody says, where's the copy? You don't say the copy of what? You say, oh, the script. Here's your script. Here's your copy. And that's just the actual paper script or script that might be on your tablet. Copywriter is also the script writer. So not copywriter like copy, R-I-G-H-T-E-R, like a copyright, a legal copyright. We're talking about copywriter, W-R-I-T-E-R. So when you hear the word copywriter, that's the person who actually wrote the script. Dead air. Dead air. Dead air. Dead air actually is really easy to handle in a voiceover because you can edit out long pauses. And that's all a dead air sound is there's just too long of a pause. And the nice thing is you can take breaks when you're recording your voiceovers. And then you'll want to edit out or shorten those little dead air spots so it doesn't interfere with your flow. Donut. Donut. Donut would be really good right now. But that's not what it means. Donut means it's a section of a spot, a commercial, that usually will have another voice or which is usually the announcer. So think of it like this. Like you might hear the jingle, the music come in and the singers. And then right in the middle is the announcer. And then the other side of that is the music or the singers again. So that's a donut. If you're asked to record a donut, that means your portion will typically be in the middle of a spot. Drop-off. Drop-off is important to know as a talent because especially if you're starting your coaching, you want to be very careful that you're not dropping off at the end of your sentence or the end of a word or a phrase. So if you hear your coach, your voiceover coach, or your director say you're dropping off, that just means you're not ending very strong at the end of your sentence. So the key to that or the trick to that is just pretend you have more to say. And that's, again, a good one to keep an ear out for if you have a bad habit of dropping off. That's what that means. Dry read. This is important. This is a voiceover of any length. It doesn't matter what the length is. That is the voice only. There's no music. There's no sound effects. There's no nothing going on. That is a dry read. And that is typically what a voiceover talent is tasked with, is just delivering a dry read with no post-production done to it. That's a different job. The post department, you'll hear post-production. Those are the engineers that add all the sound effects and the music. So that's what a dry read means. All right. Eye-brain-mouth coordination. Eye-brain-mouth. And this is what every good voice actor has to have. The ability to have good eye-brain-mouth coordination, which is going to make it sound like you're not reading and you're actually just speaking or conversing. And that's just being able to lift the words off the page with no problem. No adding words, no omitting words, and no changing words. Sometimes our brain, our eye and our brain aren't connected, and the mouth then gets left in the dust because the brain will see something. The eyes will see something and the brain will make it seem like it's something else. So that is something to pay attention to, especially when you're doing your actual voice coaching. You'll hear the word gain, G-A-I-N, gain. And that's simply the volume of the voice, or it'll be the actual gain when somebody says, turn your gain down. That might be the button on your audio interface or the fader button that it controls your input. Input means that you have your microphone is your input. So if you're a little hot, you'll hear that. If your mic's too hot, it means your gain's too high. Turn it down. It's just a volume thing. IVR, these three letters, IVR, stands for Interactive Voice Response. It's really phone technology. And you guys all know what this is. You've called up a company and then you have to press one to get to the this or press two to get to that. And that's all it is phone technology that will allow the caller to direct the call where they want it to go. That's IVR. Laundry list is a series or a string of adjectives or copy points, maybe prices or flavors of think of like yogurt. Like if you have a Dannon yogurt commercial and it says, you know, our yogurt comes in 1,200 flavors, and they start listing all the flavors off, right? Banana, blueberry, lemon, vanilla, strawberry. That is a laundry list, and that is something that you'll need to work on so that you don't, it doesn't sound like a list, or it doesn't sound like you're saying every single one the same way. So that's a challenge with laundry lists that are in scripts, is you've got to make them sound a little bit different, each one. The word level, and all that is if you are, again, working in a studio with an engineer and they'll say, we're going to get a level, all they want to do is adjust the volume of your microphone in simple terms. And they may ask you to count to, you know, start counting, and don't quit counting until I've told you to stop. All they're doing is playing with buttons. So you'll typically just start, you know, counting 1, 2, 3, all the way till they say, quiet, we got it. Or they may just have you start reading the script. Don't ever start counting or reading and then stop yourself and go, is that enough? Because it's not enough, and it'll annoy them. So just keep counting or keep speaking until they tell you they've got the level they need. Marking up your copy. All that means is that you've used a pencil, not a pen, to circle words, underline them, draw arrows up and down. You're really drawing a roadmap for how you're going to, what words you're going to pull up, pull down, what words you're going to slow down on, how you're going to end things. It's all shorthand for you. Nobody else sees your script, so come up with your own symbols that will help you figure out how you're going to read the script. This is really important if a director is giving you direction, like, hey, can you billboard that client name a little more? You might want to then circle it to remind yourself. It's never a good idea for a director to remind you of anything. You must mark up your copy to remind yourself. Mouth noise. This is when you have a dry mouth or something's happening, there's clicks and there's pops, and the microphone will pick up those mouth noises. They're a little annoying to some people. Very annoying to me. I can hear a commercial where somebody has not edited out the mouth noise, drives me up the wall. So that's something that you're going to want to pay attention to. You can prevent this prior to recording by making sure that you're hydrated, eating apples. Sliced apples is a great thing. Grape juice is a good thing. Water, make sure you're drinking water during your session. That way you don't have to go back and edit out all of the mouth noise. The phrase pickup line. Not something that you utilize in a bar. A pickup line is where there may be just one phrase, maybe just a sentence that the director wants you to redo. So they'll say, let's do a pickup line on, and they'll tell you the line, whatever it is. That way you're not doing the whole script over. You don't have to start from the beginning, but they say, let's just pick it up from, you know, line number 4, and then you'll continue on. So that's what a pickup line does. Plosive. You'll hear this plosive. And that's this air that comes out of your mouth. Actually, when you say the word plosive, air comes out of your mouth and typically causes popping. You'll hear a pop. Here, let me give you an example. I'm going to take my pop filter off here. So the word plosive, do you hear that pop? That's a pop. And that's why we have windscreens. You'll hear that term. A windscreen or a pop filter softens that so that you don't ruin your take with a plosive. promo. The word promo is short for promotional commercial spot. And that's typically used by TV or radio stations to make the listeners aware of an upcoming show or a promotion for a contest or something. So you'll hear the word promo, and that's all that means. And then PSA, you'll hear this, which stands for public service announcement. Those are commercials that are produced, obviously, to raise awareness of current issues like smoking or drug abuse or teenage pregnancy, whatever the public service announcement is. And stations, by the way, are required to run a certain number of public service announcements. That's part of their community responsibility, is to run a certain number of PSAs. Interestingly enough, you'll often hear them in the middle of the night because most stations don't want to give up prime real estate, prime advertising time to a public service announcement, which they don't get paid for. They do not get paid for that. It's what they have to do. A safety take, or you'll hear this term, insurance take. And all this is once you've done the recording and everybody's like, yeah, that's the one, nice job. The engineer or the director may say, let's just do a safety take or an insurance take. They just want to get one more just in case something happens to that original recording or that original take or something happens to it. Let's just do a safety. You'll hear that. Let's do a safety or one for insurance. A series of three, or otherwise known as ABC roll. And this is a term used often, and not always, but often for a tagline. Let me just tell you what a tagline is. A tagline is the end of a commercial where, you know, like Campbell's, good. That's a tagline. That's the end of the commercial. That's the tagline. And you'll often hear tag announcer. But sometimes the director may want you to do what they'll say. They'll say, can you give me an ABC roll on the tagline? And you're like, wait, what does that mean? All he's asking, or she is asking, is for you to do three different styles. Campbell's, good. Campbell's, good. Campbell's, good. So there's three different varieties of what that tagline could be. And then they can choose whichever one they like when they're in post and make the decision there. So it's either going to be called a series of three or an ABC roll. All right, slating. All that means is that you say your name at the beginning of your audition recording and you leave it in. Now, this was important back in the day when we all went into auditions, physically went into them, put on clean pants and went down to the studio, and they had a big reel-to-reel rolling and one microphone. You went in one at a time, you had your script, and they just kept that reel going. So you'd go in and you'd say, Lisa Foster, reading for the part of the neighbor on the Washington State Lottery commercial. That's a slate. That way, when they went back to listen to all the auditions, they would know whose was whose. And they could then hire you based on that. Not a lot of slating is done anymore. And one of the reasons is that you are now, you better be, make sure that you are labeling your auditions, your MP3 files or your WAV files with your name. I just put my name on the actual file that I'm sending to the client. But you will be occasionally asked to actually slate, and that's what that means. You'll hear the word track, and that just means either record, like we're going to go ahead and track this now. That means record. We're going to go ahead and record it now. Or it might actually refer to the actual audio piece, like the track that you see on your screen when you're recording. That's a track. When engineers are mixing audio, they're often mixing several tracks at once. They may have a music track, sound effects track, actor number one track, actor number two track. There may be a ton of tracks. When engineers are mixing music, there's a ton of tracks. I mean, there are 18, 20 tracks they're mixing at once. So that word can be used interchangeably for the actual physical track, or it can be used as a verb. Let's record, let's track. Voice seeker. A voice seeker is simply somebody who is looking for voice talent. It could be the client, could be the casting director, but they are considered the voice seeker. They are looking for a voice for their project. You'll hear that term quite a bit. And then watermark. Watermark is a way to stamp your audio file so that they cannot use your audition without paying you. And there's a lot of different ways you can watermark your audio file. There are tones you could use that are very subtle that are embedded in the track. There are some people watermark by just fading out the last 10 seconds of the piece so that you can't even hear it and they couldn't possibly use it without paying you. There's a variety of ways to watermark your audio so that nobody can steal it, especially if you're doing the full audition for the full piece. Like if you're doing a 30-second commercial, you would want to make sure that you figure out a way to watermark it so they can't just use it without you knowing and then not pay you. All right, so there you go. There's some terminology that'll help you sound and understand things like a professional would. There's a lot more out there. Do your research on that. Have fun looking these things up and keep immersing yourself in this industry. All right, till next time, talk to you soon. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode of Hello VO, I'd love to talk to you. So take advantage of booking a short one-on-one consultation call with me. I'll evaluate your voice and give you some guidance on voiceovers. So head to lisafoster.com and click the Voice Evaluations tab. It's free. I'll send you a link to grab a spot on my calendar so we can talk about talking.